You're on.
Call this meeting to order. This is the Treasure Valley campaign being held in the Caldwell Library on September 10th, 2012, located at 1010 Durbin Street in Caldwell, Idaho. In attendance this evening from the Water Resource Board is myself, Roger Chase, the Vice Chairman of the Water Board. We have an elected official here, but we're not going to mention that. But we appreciate them coming and all those that participate in it. We also have President Helen Harrington, who is our Water Planning Section Manager with the Department of Water Resources, and Neely Miller, our Senior Planner with the Department of Water Resources. The purpose of this hearing is to take testimony and to receive exhibits in connection with proposed Treasure Valley Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan, the TV Camp. Notice of this hearing was made through a statewide news release and a second news release to local media 2 weeks prior to this hearing. Notice also was made through electronic postings on the board's web pages. I will provide up to 3 minutes for your testimonies. If you need more than 3 minutes, please let me know. But to be fair, we try to limit it to that 3 minutes so we're consistent throughout our hearings throughout the area. The roster shows tonight that we have two people that want to testify. And when you come up to testify, we'd ask that you would state your name and address and tell us who you're representing, if anybody. And also, if you have some written comments that you'd like to submit, that you can do that. Now, the record will remain open until September 30th, 2012 for additional comments. And those can be written comments, and you can get those to Neely, who will handle those for us. I believe Neely, is that correct? And he's got an address. There's a sheet over there that's got his address on that. And again, we can receive those through September 30th, 2012. And so with that, this public hearing is open. And the first person that I have to speak is Liz Paul.
It's really a recorder. You don't have to talk into it. It will record you. So, you're good.
Mr. Chair, I need more than 3 minutes, please.
You have it, Liz.
My name is Liz Paul. My address is P.O. Box 633, Boise, Idaho, 83701. I am the Boise River Campaign Coordinator for Idaho Rivers United. Idaho Rivers United is a statewide river conservation organization. We've been helping citizens protect Idaho's rivers and fish for over 20 years. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening. I'd like to commend the Water Resource Board for tackling the challenge of planning for the future of the Boise River. There's nothing more important to the Treasure Valley than the river and its companion aquifer. The recommendations and actions in this plan will shape the future of every community in the Treasure Valley. And I'd also like to commend the staff of the Idaho Department of Water Resources and the Citizen Advisory Committee members, of which we have another one who's entered the room. They worked on this draft plan. Thank you very much. Did you know that Outside Magazine just declared Boise to be one of America's top 10 river cities? They did, that was number 3. And after reviewing the draft plan, we see the potential that this plan could serve as a guiding force to make not only Boise, but Garden City, Eagle, Star, Middleton, Caldwell, Notice, Parma, hopefully I'm not missing anybody, also some of the best river cities in America by 2050. The plan has 3 good goals. Water security, reduce water conflict, and determine future investment priorities. But a 4th goal is needed, protection of the Boise River. The health of the Boise River must be at the heart of the plan because a fishable, swimmable, drinkable Boise River is crucial for our community well-being and economic strength. So to protect the Boise River, the plan's recommendations regarding drought planning, research, and water conservation need to be strengthened. Dry years happen, consecutive dry years happen, and climate science tells us that dry years are getting even drier, but there isn't a Treasure Valley drought plan. Dry years are going to affect the river and the people who use the water from the river. It's going to affect lower stream flows and more groundwater pumping, directly impact the water quality, the fishery, recreation, habitat, and also are going to potentially create more conflicts. So all of these negative impacts of drought can be minimized or eliminated with good planning based on good science, Drought planning should be the highest priority of the plan. More research on what future water water need is required if this plan is going to meet its goals. One of particular note is the absence of local data about how much clean surface water is lost through leaking irrigation canals and where that water resurfaces. There's other shortages of data and information that are outlined in the plan, and we think that the plan won't achieve its goals without a big investment in research and data collection. And the third area that needs to be strengthened to meet the plan goals and to protect the Boise River is the recommendation for reducing water use through water conservation. IRU fully supports water conservation and water efficiency. We think that this is going to be the key to water security in 2050. We think it's key to meeting the goals of the plan and protecting the river. We have to maybe relearn to live within our means to use water carefully, just like we did when we had to pump it by hand and carry it by hand. The plan must go beyond encouraging and must recommend state investment in water conservation and efficiency. Encouraging and education just isn't enough. There has to be development of incentives for water conservation and efficiency and potentially even adoption of penalties for wasting water. There's something in the plan that gets more attention than IRU thinks it deserves, and that's consideration of new water storage. We think that spending more money on studying new water storage is going to waste our limited state tax revenue and not meet the plan goals. There's no evidence that new surface water storage will provide a reliable or an affordable supply of water. Indications are that a new reservoir or increase in the height of a reservoir would only fill once in a while, and that the cost per acre foot of that water would be really high. So putting our money down that path right now is a waste of money. To be planning for something that we won't need if we do good planning now and that we won't be able to afford. Diverting more water from the Boise River or its headwaters, blocking the flow with a new dam or a higher dam is going to be bad for the river. The impacts are going to be felt all the way to the Snake River and beyond. No one will like it if we decrease the flows in the Boise River, including the fish. And they'd be here tonight if they could figure out a way to get here. Kevin Richard from the Idaho Statesman had a great editorial in Sunday's paper. He was talking about potential mine in the Boise River headwaters, but let me just repeat his words with a little liberties taken. The Boise River is invaluable and irreplaceable. It's not subject to compromise. It's not for sale. When the Idaho Water Resource Board touts the economic impact of building a new dam on the Boise River, we're left with a very simple question: at what cost? For all the economic stakes, the environmental stakes are higher. They take precedent. That's all.
Thanks, Thank you. Liz. Okay, appreciate that. Did you want to submit that as a...
No, you don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to see it? Okay.
I will put in written comment later. Okay. Thank you very much, Ellen.
Sarah Lee?
Thank you. I also have to sit for different reasons than Liz does, but Mr. Chairman, thank you for letting me come tonight. I just have a couple of thoughts. I really appreciate the positive feel around this draft plan. I think that's going to get a lot of space for a lot of people, so thank you for that. And I believe it was your comment, someone's comment tonight, how to work together, how to move forward, and how to keep talking. Those are our big points, and I think that's really important. One thing I really like is the emphasis on the conservation. I think conservation and education is really important. I agree with Liz, but you need perhaps stronger things, incentives and penalties. But I'm an educator, and I think that just getting that education piece in there is going to go a long way for a lot of different people. I live in town. Let's see, I'm supposed to give my address, right? My address, back up, 1515 Arlington Avenue in Caldwell. I'm now a townie. And I live with a pressurized water system. I'm not sure that pressurized water systems are just across the board solution to everything. There's still a lot of waste with that. Those of us that do everything organically contend with what the ditch water, I call it, brings in with it. A lot of runoff pesticides, weed seeds, which I just deal with, but I would ask that that be relooked at as a solution. I'm here because I would like to represent water itself. I happen to believe that water has standing all by itself. And you can't, without looking at that outside the study or as a part of the study, I think it loses meaning. There are a lot of cultures, even here in Idaho, that really think water is sacred. And it has a value beyond what you can quantify or plan for. And I think the plans are good. I stand by that. But I think having that understanding that there's a value to water in of itself is a really important thing. I consider externalities to be really important. I've done a lot of testimonies at the legislature, and that word has come up a lot, coming from my testimonies. And externalities are those things that are not quantifiable, but talk about quality. I think that underlying every best plan that you can put forth, you have to look at the philosophy behind it and how each planner feels about water, whether it's surface water or whether it's groundwater, and that has to count. I would ask that before this plan is finalized, that somebody, the committee, or someone goes over it again, and with each one of these points say, what is the externality quality here with what we're going to do? Because that underlying feeling of the importance of water just for itself, I think will determine in the long run what happens with this plan. So thank you again. I'll write up something and send it in. Oh, I'd like one other thing because they brought it here. Along with our externalities, my river now is this little river called Indian Creek. It runs downtown here in Caldwell. And I often go down there and sit by where they built in the little fall-over place for the kayakers because I love the sound. And I am really pleased that Caldwell decided to uncover the creek and develop that. And part of that was just dollars and cents. We're going to figure out how to make downtown be more economically viable, and that was part of it, and I appreciate that. But I also appreciate the fact that it's a thriving stream now. A couple of weeks ago, I went down to the farmer's market, and there were kids swimming in that water and playing in that water, running around. The rest of us were having guacamole and listening to music, and these kids were just involved with the river. That's an example of what I mean with externalities. You can't put a price on that, but is it valuable? You bet. This morning's paper, Idaho Press Tribune, had this picture. Those of you that get the paper about the Indian Creek Festival coming up, same thing. Can you quantify or put a data value on these kids that are in this picture? No. Is it important? You bet. So keeping those things in mind with whatever plan that you decide on, I think is really important.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to make comment? I encourage you to read the plan. If you have written comments, please submit them to us. And with that, I'll close the hearing. And thank you for coming tonight.